While people in Grassy Narrows are escalating their fight for justice as the community deals with the ongoing effect of mercury poisoning. Earlier this month, they sued the provincial and federal governments for failing to protect their treaty rights. And today, they're going directly to the source of the issue. They're holding a protest at the Dryden Paper Mill. The mill was responsible for the historic mercury dumping in the English Wabagoon River. And a recent study suggests wastewater from the mill today is creating high levels of methylmercury, an even more toxic compound. Rudy Turtle is the chief of Grassy Narrows. I reached him earlier this afternoon from the protest site in Dryden.
Right now it's quiet and very peaceful. There's people walking by and looking at our signs and stuff like that.
How many people are there and sort of tell me what the reaction is like so far?
The reaction is quiet right now. There's about 25 people.
Why are you bringing this protest directly to the mill site?
Well, it's because they, about a month ago, there was a scientific report that said that effluents are being dumped into the river and making the river worse than it was before. Like the mercury content is increasing, and so that's why we're protesting, because this mercury problem has been around for over 50 years now, and they haven't really done anything to try to improve the situation. Instead, they're just making it worse.
Remember, we did the story when that study came out. Mm-hmm. Has the mill been in contact with you about the research since then?
No, they haven't contacted me personally as chief, and I haven't heard from anybody, actually. Even the Minister of Environment hasn't contacted me. So it's kind of surprising that nobody's contacted me.
So there's been nothing from government either?
Nothing.
What do you make of that?
I'm very surprised. I think that they should take this more seriously and by talking to me and the First Nation. So I'm kind of surprised.
In the last month, there's been some key development, the study, as we've talked about, then this lawsuit, which we've also covered on our program. Do you think you have momentum on your side?
We feel like it, definitely. We feel that we have momentum, and I hope that the momentum will increase. We would like to see results from all our efforts, and we've been fighting for a while now.
So you haven't heard from the mill, and you haven't heard from government. What sort of response have you had? What have you heard from? So first of all, let's talk about the community. What has the community response been like?
Well, the community response is one of disappointment, and also to some degree, some people are surprised that this dumping has continued, because we've been reassured in the past that, you know, the safety practices were good. Like, we've been told that they are no longer dumping mercury into the river. But, you know, like, even if they're not dumping new mercury in these effluents that are making the mercury worse, is pretty much the same thing or equivalent to it.
What's the response been like from people outside the community? Who have you heard from?
Mostly just community members, but there's been other people from different reserves who are surprised that this is still going on.
I understand you have a Dryden City Councilor has joined you at the demonstration today?
Yeah, he is.
What do you want people in Dryden, especially people who work at the mill, to think about?
Well, they really have to think about the damage they're doing to the people downriver. That's Grassy Narrows, and including White Dog and other people that are using the river. Like, it's not just our community that uses the river. There's other people, like sports fishermen, and there's like fishing lodges downriver, a few of them, and guests still eat the fish. So really, you know, there's quite a few people that are affected besides grassy narrows.
Do you think people will seeing this protest, this demonstration today, do you think people at the mill will think twice?
I really hope so. Something needs to be done. Yeah. And that's why we're saying shut it down. Shut it down or either come clean with your practices. What I mean by come clean is tell us the truth about what you've been dumping into the river and exactly what are you doing to the river. Like, don't try to cover it up.
Now, the mill, we've reached out to the mill, and as of this time, we haven't heard back yet. But in the past, they've mm-hmm. told us that they are in full compliance with environmental regulations. What do you say to that?
Well, that's what I meant by saying that we've been reassured in the past that things are safe, but apparently they're not. So something wrong is going on here.
Where do you go from here? You have this demonstration today. You have the lawsuit. There's been this new study. What's next?
Well, we're just going to keep pressing and we're going to keep protesting and speaking out. And hopefully somebody will eventually hear us and something will be done.
Chief Turtle, is there anything else I haven't asked you that you'd like to tell me?
Well, I just want to probably say that, you know, there needs to be a review done, an investigation, and almost like an, how would you say it, like an audit of some kind, like a thorough investigation and audit of the practices that have been going on with this mill. I would like to see that, to, you know, get all the facts out. Let's not fool around anymore. There's people's lives at stake here.
Rudy Turtle, I really appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Grassy Narrows Chief Rudy Turtle. We spoke earlier today during a demonstration held in Dryden calling for the Dryden paper mill to be shut down. CBC News has reached out to the mill for comment but has not yet heard back. When we've reported previously on this issue, a spokesperson said that the mill's owner has recently taken ownership of the mill and is in full compliance with environmental regulations.